This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration is in disarray on health care. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the Bush administration's heart isn't in health care reform, or its head either. You still think Dick Thornburgh was right and the people of Pennsylvania were wrong. The latest disarray came on the eve of the State of the Union. Fortunately, someone realized that a key Bush proposal wouldn't fly. A tax on workers for the health benefits they receive on the job. It stopped the presses, Al. You beat a hasty retreat. That gaffe can be corrected, but your plan still flunks the two basic tests of health reform. You won't guarantee coverage for all Americans, and you only pay lip service to controlling health costs. Learn from history, Al. Don't just repeat it. Republicans never wanted Medicare, and you don't really want to change now. The system needs a major surgery, Al. Republicans must do more than reach for fresh Band-Aids.
Ted, your major surgery would leave a national corpse. Republicans are the ones who passed the catastrophic care expansion 4 years ago, only to have you Democrats repeal it a year later. Ted, you enjoy lathering up any Republican efforts, but let's take a quick look at what the Democrats propose. One, you favor complete national health insurance, and two, requiring all employers to provide health insurance to workers, 7 to 9% of the payroll. That's a 1-2 knockout punch to small business if I ever saw one. How does that control costs? The Republican solution would help small businesses pool resources to buy reasonably priced insurance. We support a refundable tax credit and an upfront tax deduction for the middle class. Nationalize health care, Ted, and you can tell your grandchildren that the operation was a huge success, but the patient died. You will then bury the patient and the nation. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Congress passing a capital gains tax cut. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.